it's a big occasion again, you know, it's a special occasion for the club again, and there's a great excitement around the parish, and that's probably what it's all about, the supporters and the parish and the club and everything else.
After you finished your club championship, it was the target. Was it difficult to get going again?
It really was, yeah, and I suppose, you know, that reflected on the league results that we had and everything else, and I suppose we didn't focus at all on the league this year. We focused on, you know, probably preparing for a championship. We huffed and puffed through them first the first couple of group games, like, you know, and even though it was a tough group, like, we were unbeaten in it, but we didn't perform at all. We didn't perform until the semi-final, and I don't think that was by choice. I just think that's because these lads weren't able to get themselves up for it because of the longevity of last year's campaign.
Mm. But you had managed that situation yourself and Michael Boyle. You figured, you know, you didn't push them in the league.
No, we didn't. But we had lots of other players to try out to see where they were at. Like, you know, young Ethan Harkin obviously came out of that. Like, you know, which is a big player for the club this year. It's got us through the first couple of championship matches, and it was good to see, you know, the lads. You know, there's no point in thinking you can spring a sub off the bench unless you can have a bit of trust, and you know what they've done. So they played plenty of league games and played a couple of them first round championship matches, and they're important players to us now, like, you know.
Would it be fair to say the penny probably dropped after the Bundoran game?
Well, it was a big fright anyway. That's the main thing about it. It really was. We got we learned a lot from that, you know, that you can't switch off at any stage in championship. And it's not that Bundoran was a poor side. Bundoran's a very good footballing side, like, you know.
But you had them put away, like you had.
We had, but again, they nearly caught us on the hop, and that's the thing, like, you know. And we probably made a lot of changes on the day, but our discipline was woeful, and that's what it came down to. Our discipline was just terrible on the day, like, you know. And our discipline was A1 in the Kilkeary match. It never looked like there was anybody shouldn't get any yellow cards, or, you know, for both sides. I think it was the same way, and that means a lot for us that we got through it in that respect, like, you know.
Kilkeary performance, the best performance of the year, as good probably as you produced over the last 2 years.
Yeah, it was a good performance, but a lot of stuff went right on the day for us, and, you know, and the fact that the goals came at the right time, and that's what happens some days. I mean, Glenys could score two early goals against you in the final, and all of a sudden then all your plans go out the window. Yeah. That's how finals are. So nobody can predict this. We're delighted with the performance. We're delighted to be in another county final, but as I said, a lot of stuff went right for us. The other thing about Kilkeary, and I said it earlier, is that, you know, maybe they didn't get the tough challenges coming up to that semi-final, and sometimes that can be to the detriment of the team, like, you know.
And they were made favourites too from very early, and I'm sure that hurt you a bit.
Yeah, and it's not that it hurt us. It probably
motivated.
Yeah, it probably motivated us, all right. Yeah, and I suppose if you look at, you know, the papers, I'd probably put them, you know, as Ulster champions before. And I don't know if that's good for a team, to be honest with you, like, you know, it really isn't.
Yeah.
You know, you keep your head down, and I'm sure Kilkeary didn't affect them either, but at the same time, these things get into your head, and it's not good, like, you know.
Yeah. The shoe's on the other foot of this one now. You're going to be the favourites on Sunday. You beat them by 6 or 7 points last year, pretty comfortably, you know, went on and won Ulster. Everyone's saying Guidora are back. They hit the form at the right time. They're coming in the form at the right time. Mervyn and Michael Boyle got it spot on.
Well, look, we are hitting form at the right time, but, you know, I just hope we didn't peak that day. It's all about us now maintaining standards now between now and Sunday, and from the last game we played, like, you know, and keeping our feet in the ground, and making sure that we execute our game plan on the day to the best of our ability.
I know the young lads that are in the team are a very mature bunch for their age, and they proved it winning at Minor under 21, winning Ulster, and you have obviously the benefit of Eamon McGee and Neil McGee and Kevin Cassidy and Dan McBride. Obviously they've had good days and bad days.
Yeah, of course, and like, we have talked about that, like, you know, how long if you don't capitalise now while we have that nice balance in the club with the younger and the older players, that, you know, it could take a long time before you might ever see it again. And that's just how football is, and we're as a club in Guidora, we have a great understanding of that it might take another 10 years before you see another, or even get near another county final.
You had your tragedy as well early in the year, obviously that was something that's obviously was upsetting and created difficulty, maybe motivating guys again.
Yeah, it did, yeah. Especially with the time it had come, like, you know, leading into an All-Ireland semi, like, you know, and I still think it had a massive effect on the team, like, you know. We could see it in training, we could see it, like, it just, I don't think the same motivation was there, like, you know, but, you know, we can't keep making excuses. We you know, I think we came under the radar last year as such, we really did, like, you know, we had a good campaign the year before, but last year we did as such come under the radar, but teams are going to study a lot more now, and you know, there's no hiding places anymore.
But there's not much you don't know about Clinties, and there's not much they don't know about you.
That's basically it, yeah. And you know, it's who performs in the day now. I think that's what it's going to come down to. There's a lot of experience there. There's a, you know, that Clinties side of a, they're a well set up outfit, like, you know, you can tell that they've been around a long time, and you can tell what the, you know, how they operate, even as a management team and stuff like that. There's a lot of experience there. They've seen a lot of scenarios in their day, and you start to figure out how to work them out. Whereas Gidor's just kind of coming on the scene, and you know, we probably have a bit of learning to do yet. But last year's campaign probably done us, you know, helped a lot.
How's the last 2 weeks gone? Preparations. Do you feel that the mood is there? That they're in the groove.
I suppose these our guys, they just, the mood's always the same anyway. They don't seem to change too much, like, which is probably good. Like, you know, we don't. There's a lot of experienced players there, and not a lot of these lads have played at county level, so it's, you know, they don't. I don't think these big games faze them, which is good. Like, you know, but I'm sure there'll be a lot of nerves in the day. But as I said earlier, it's about executing that game plan on the day now, and hoping that we come out on the right side.